Test 4. This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where did the woman leave her hat?
Oh no! What have I done with my hat?
You didn't have it in the cafe.
But I meant to wear it because I remember taking it out of the car with my bag.
Yes, I saw you put your things on the roof of the car.
Oh, no. I know where it still is, then.
The second picture is correct, so there is a tick in box B. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. Question 1. What time will they meet?
It's a bit early. What should we do for the next 45 minutes?
OK, I suppose you're right. The film isn't until 8:15. Let's meet 15 minutes before it starts.
Fine. I'll be there then.
Now listen again.
It's a bit early. What should we do for the next 45 minutes?
OK, I suppose you're right. The film isn't until 8:15. Let's meet 15 minutes before it starts.
Fine. I'll be there then.
Question 2. Where is the woman's diary?
I've lost my diary again. Have you seen it?
Isn't it on the desk where you usually leave it?
I started off by looking there, and I've just checked the wardrobe.
Check around the bed in case you dropped it.
I can't see it around the bed. Ah, there it is under the newspaper, so it was exactly where I first looked.
Now listen again.
I've lost my diary again. Have you seen it?
Isn't it on the desk where you usually leave it?
I started off by looking there, and I've just checked the wardrobe.
Check around the bed in case you dropped it.
I can't see it around the bed. Ah, there it is under the newspaper, so it was exactly where I first looked.
Question 3. What is not open on Monday?
With lots of nice weather coming over the next few weeks, maybe you should think about seeing some of the local sights. Castle is open all week except Sunday and costs £10 for adults and £5 for children. The leisure centre has a range of prices and is open every day apart from Saturday and Sunday, while a museum is free for children and adults and open weekends and Tuesday through Thursday.
Now listen again.
With lots of nice weather coming over the next few weeks, maybe you should think about seeing some of the local sights. Castle is open all week except Sunday and costs £10 for adults and £5 for children. The leisure centre has a range of prices and is open every day apart from Saturday and Sunday, while a museum is free for children and adults and open weekends and Tuesday through Thursday.
Question 4. What will she eat?
I think I'll have egg and sausage with my toast.
I'll order the same for little Ryan.
Don't get him sausages. He doesn't like them much.
OK. I think I'll have the same as him as well.
Now listen again.
I think I'll have egg and sausage with my toast.
I'll order the same for little Ryan.
Don't get him sausages. He doesn't like them much.
Okay. I think I'll have the same as him as well.
Question 5. Where did the man go on Saturday?
Morning, Steve. How was your weekend?
Fine. I ate a great meal at an Italian restaurant Sunday afternoon. On Saturday, my wife and I saw a great show in town. The lead actor made a great Hamlet. The whole production might even be made into a movie one day.
Now listen again.
Morning, Steve. How was your weekend?
Fine. I ate a great meal at an Italian restaurant Sunday afternoon. On Saturday, my wife and I saw a great show in town. The lead actor made a great Hamlet. The whole production might even be made into a movie one day.
Question 6. What will he buy for his brother?
I'm thinking of getting my brother a sofa for his new house.
Well, that's pretty generous. But I thought he needed a dining table.
He found one last week. Although, maybe a computer would be nice.
Knowing how much your brother hates computers, stick to your original suggestion.
Now listen again.
I'm thinking of getting my brother a sofa for his new house.
Well, that's pretty generous. But I thought he needed a dining table.
He found one last week. Although, maybe a computer would be nice.
Knowing how much your brother hates computers, stick to your original suggestion.
Question 7. How will most people travel to work tomorrow?
After the collapse of a bridge, the main motorway out of town has been closed. This means many bus services will be cancelled, so taxis are the best choice for short trips around the countryside, while office workers heading to the city should use the intercity railway connection.
Now listen again.
After the collapse of a bridge, the main motorway out of town has been closed. This means many bus services will be cancelled, so taxis are the best choice for short trips around the countryside, while office workers heading to the city should use the intercity railway connection.
That is the end of part 1.